just drinking, having fun, you know, watching other people do things. Then you find out that a couple of people died, or one person at least. That's the last I heard.
Oh, no,
one
person.
They both wound up dying.
That's what I heard, yeah. And there is a relationship, Jesus, by the way, because in those Pal Talk rooms, you go in there a lot. I'm in there sometimes, you know, talking to people. I mean, we know these people, like the fans of the show. We're not, I mean, anyone fans of the show know that this is, we're very approachable people.
Yeah.
You know, wait a couple of years, and then we'll just spit on you when you walk by.
Yeah,
the more marks,
exactly,
the less you talk to us.
That's right.
Apparently, a couple had met on Pal Talk, and were together for, I don't know, a couple of months, and things kind of went awry, and the guy flipped out. When
well, tell
I
the whole story,
breaking up,
because the Pal Talkers were getting together for a softball game. It was Boston versus New York.
Uh-huh.
Like we said earlier, this whole Opie and Anthony thing is becoming like a lifestyle. Like a like after the show, we end the radio show, but the experience doesn't end.
Yeah, they keep doing things. They all hook up. Then they had a softball game going on.
They plan events all the time.
Yeah. Had a softball game going on between Boston and New York.
Halfway between, right? Like in upstate New York, Westchester, or something like that.
Yeah, and. It was a party, and the girl was there, and the guy was there, and they were having problems, and the guy asked the girl to step outside, and when she did, he shot her, and then shot himself, and they both died.
Yeah,
someone
had said, like, I didn't know them, except by a quick hi in the room. I remembered her name, though, because...
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, when you sign on a Pal Talk, you click on all the new names you don't recognize. Just look for girls, even if you're not going to talk to them, to look at them. So I remembered her. I had seen
just
her.
Just to look.
She's a beautiful girl. And his name I recognized. And he had brought, a gun up from wherever he was from in Jersey. So there was, like, something going on with that guy where he was planning on doing something.
Yeah.
And they weren't even together that long. I mean, it's never excusable, but it's like if someone's together for 10 years, all right, well, whatever. But you understand where there's, like, something built up. But after a few months...
It's just odd, though, when something like that happens and... You know, it was like, it was in one of these rooms that it was a room that was there for the show, you know, and that's kind of how they hooked up. So it's like you sit there and go, ooh, that's kind of creepy, you know. Not that you knew the people, but.
Friends are at that house. I think one or two of the people I didn't know, and two are actually good friends of mine, and I'm glad they're cool. I mean, I'm glad they're.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
It's sad that happened, though. I mean, it's just some scumbag. Guys are just such scum. Let it go! God almighty, what's wrong with men?
They heard gunshots from...
Oh, yeah, that's what woke her up. My friend said she had dozed off for like 20 seconds, and I was awakened to the sound of gun pop. And, you know, that awful sound of a gun, and ran outside and saw her friend, the girl, laying dead, and the guy laying there, and he apparently tried to say something. I guess he had just, like, you know, survived it briefly or whatever. And so she said that they just ran in the house and locked the door. It's like, it's such a weird panic move you make. Like,
yeah.
You're not thinking rationally. It's just like, violence, hide from it.
Yeah, run.
Yeah, and then they called, and he died. I think the next day he died. They kept him on life support just so his parents could come. And.
But it's just weird because it's, you know, related to the show in some way. So you kind of feel like, wow, that's really kind of twisted. You know?
Yeah.
Creepy.
You're in a weird habit, even though you don't know them well, you know.
Yeah, that it's some type of tie-in to your life and what you do. You know, you know they listen to you on a daily basis. You know, they're listening to what we were saying on the air and things like that. Yeah. So it's like, ugh, kind of creepy.
But Jesus, just to know.
Yeah, guys.
Just some guy is that obsessed with a girl. I don't get it, man.
I want to put it in profound perspective. There are plenty of other fish in the sea.
So well, you got
there. You go.
It,
can I just, you know, put it out there in a profound way like that? I made that up myself.
Well, it's good. I mean, I don't understand the relevance of a relationship ending to other fish in the sea. Colin Quinn screamed at me one time because he was having a talk about his breakup, and I said that, dude, you know, I mean, I know it's hard, but I mean, there's plenty of people you could meet, and he goes, "Did you just tell me there's plenty of fish in the sea, Mom?" And he hung up on me. Oh, he smashed me.
He should have too.
But that is the way it is. I mean, it's like when you're getting dumped or whatever, just stop it, you faggots. Just get on with it. Oh, I hate possessive men, you weak pussies. Just get on with your life.
Yes, some people can't. They go, if I can't have you, can't have you, no one's going to have you.
I think they're like, they're alpha males and they're possessive animals. Just, you're not a big alpha male. You're a faggot who can't move on with your life. I've been dumped. It stinks. You cry in your own stupid pillow and you shut your mouth.
Oh, you're crying a little.
Oh, time. I have. You bet I have. I was devastated. One girl broke up with me. It hurt so bad. This is when I lived with Florentine. I was crawling up my steps crying. I couldn't.
Oh, my God. Crawling up your steps crying.
I was devastated.